A reading from the second book of the Kings. Sennacherib, king of the Assyrians, sent messengers to Ezekiah, saying, "Tell this to Ezekiah, king of Judah. Do not let your God, on whom you are relying, deceive you, when he says, 'Jerusalem shall not fall into the power of the king of Assyria.' You have learned by now what the kings of Assyria have done to every country, putting them all under the ban. Are you likely to be spared?" Ezekiah took the letter from the hands of the messenger and read it. He then went up to the temple of the Lord and spread it out before the Lord. Ezekiah said this prayer in the presence of the Lord: "Lord of hosts, God of Israel, enthroned on the cherubs, you alone are God of all the kingdoms of the earth. You have made heaven and earth. Give ear, Lord, and listen. Open your eyes, Lord, and see. Hear the words of Sennacherib, who has sent to insult the living God. It is true, Lord, that the king of Assyria have exterminated all the nations. They have thrown their gods on the fire, for these were not gods, but the work of men's hands, wood and stone, and hence they have destroyed them. But now, Lord our God, save us from his hand, I pray you, and let all the kingdoms of the earth know that you alone are God, Lord." Then Isaiah, son of Amos, sent to Ezekiah, "The Lord, the God of Israel," he said, "says this: I have heard the prayer you have addressed to me about Sennacherib, king of Assyria. Here is the oracle that the Lord has pronounced against him. She despises you. She scorns you, the virgin, daughter of Zion. She tosses her head behind you, the daughter of Jerusalem. A remnant shall go out from Jerusalem and survivors from Mount Zion. The jealous love of the Lord of hosts shall accomplish this." This then is what the Lord says about the king of Assyria: he will not enter this city. He will let fly no arrow against it, confront it with no shield, throw up no earthwork against it. By the road that he came on, he will return. He shall not enter this city. It is the Lord who speaks. I will protect this city and save it for my own sake and for the sake of my servant David. That same night, the angel of the Lord went out and struck down 185,000 men in the Assyrian camp. Sennacherib struck camp and left. He returned home and stayed in Nineveh. The word of the Lord. Great and worthy to be praised in the city of our God. His holy mountain rises in beauty, the joy of all the earth.
Christ.
Mount Zion, true pole of the earth, the great king city, God, in the midst of its citadels, has shown himself its stronghold.
Spominjemo se, Bože, Tvoje dobrote usred hrama Tvojega. Kao ime Tvoje, Bože, tako i slava Tvoja do nakraj zemlje doseže. Puna je pravde desnica Tvoja, nek se raduje brdo Sionsko.
Hristos, vince, Hristos, vince.